Good morning. The storm system that brought the rain to the area last evening and some heavier showers and bursts of rain overnight continues to lift to the north and east down the St. Lawrence Valley. Still, upper-level energy has to push through the region, and we're seeing a lot of clouds today. We'll have a few passing showers from time to time, and the air will remain mild with temperatures holding in the upper 40s and lower to mid-50s. Readings near 60 degrees will be possible in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. Still, as this system passes by, the wind will begin to increase and become gusty out of the west at times over 40 miles per hour, particularly in the Mohawk Valley and into western parts of New England across the higher terrain. The wind will tend to die out tonight, and with high pressure building in behind this system, skies will start to clear out. Temperatures will drop off into the lower to mid-30s on average. This will set us up for a sunny day tomorrow with high pressure in control. It'll be a bit cooler, but still way above normal for this time of year, and highs in the middle to upper 40s. Another system will emerge out of the middle of the country and take a similar path through the Great Lakes. The front associated with this system will move through on Thursday with a good chance of rain and highs pushing up toward 50. Behind this system, even colder air will start to flow in, but really just back to normal on Friday. A mix of sun and clouds and a breeze, lower 40s, and then a few passing snow showers with a gusty wind and temperatures in the lower to mid-30s on Saturday. We'll go back to a mix of sun and clouds with high pressure beginning to dominate on Sunday and temperatures in the middle and upper 30s. It looks like early next week another storm system will head in our direction, but again, milder air out ahead of it will produce just rain showers for Monday with highs pushing back up into the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the storm system that brought wintry conditions to much of the Intermountain West and portions of the Rockies will shift east through the middle of the week. Heavy snow and gusty winds will impact the high plains, and winter storm warnings remain in effect for the central and northern Rockies east into western Nebraska and the Dakotas. The mountains will pick up another foot of snow, while the plains will see 3 to 8 inches. And Typhoon Malor is emerging now off the western side of the Philippines, 78 miles south of Manila, and still have wind gusts up to 160 miles per hour. Heavy rain and gusty winds are likely as Malor starts to head away from the islands and weaken today and tonight. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 5 p.m. Eastern Time back on Friday. The last report of hail was at Elfin Cove Seaplane Base in Alaska at 8:55 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog and light rain, 32 degrees with a west wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 26 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 45. 72% relative humidity, a west wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.41 inches and beginning to rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of 2 below zero at Gunnison and Meeker, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and windy with temperatures falling into the 50s. Boston, mostly cloudy and windy with a few showers in the lower 60s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 61 degrees, the low 44. The average temperature, 53, that's 24 degrees above normal. 4/10 of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.04 inches now for the month, which is still 4/10 of an inch below average, and 36.02 inches for the year, which is 1.84 inches of precipitation below average. No snowfall, of course, yesterday, still zero for the month, which is 5.2 inches below average, and just a trace for the season, which is 8.3 inches of snow below average. There were 12 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 324, and 1,407 for the season, which is 466 heating degree days below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low 21. The record high 61 set in 1901, and the record low 8 below zero in 1874. Sunrise this morning, 7:18 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with a few showers today, temperatures holding in the lower 50s. Some clearing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and windy with a few showers today and highs around 60. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with a few passing showers today and temperatures holding in the lower to mid-50s. Some clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the middle to upper 50s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, breezy, and mild, with a few passing showers today, and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Gradual clearing tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit cooler in the middle to upper 40s, cloudy with rain likely Thursday near 50. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler Friday, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and windy Saturday, a few passing snow showers, lower to mid-30s, mid to upper 30s with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, and a chance of rain showers back into the 40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.